There's some soccer press conference. I guess Jimmy didn't want to go. Thank you.
Well, say something.
You have one more. I got them all. Four network coverage.
There we go.
First off, just about what you faced this weekend. Obviously, a foe that you're very familiar with. What did you see in those previous encounters that you may expect this weekend?
Well, and everybody thought we wouldn't be playing our old rivals by switching leagues, so this is going to be game five. It's pretty amazing. UMD is a very good team. They're very veteran. They're deep up front, balanced scoring, veteran defensive core, and a freshman goaltender who's come in and played very well for them and probably was the missing ingredient from last year's team. So they're going to play like we do. They're going to get up and down the rink. They're going to try to make plays, so it should be a fun and entertaining game, and we're looking forward to it.
You look at your team, and it seems like the consistency is there now for your club the last few weeks. Do you agree with that?
Well, we're playing better. There's no question that it starts with Adam Ignette. He seems to be on top of his game right now, and he's the most important player to be on top of his game. We're scoring a few more goals. We haven't given up much as of late. The nice thing, we've had the matchups when we've been home ice, but this will be a little bit different because now we don't have a matchup as we head into the NCAA as being the third seed. So, everybody's going to have to play well this time of the year. It's a single elimination. It's one and done. Mistakes are magnified. Goals are even more important this time of the year. And we just want to go out and play our best hockey, and whatever happens, happens.
For all the guys that were there a year ago that got to this point and got within one game of winning it all, is that talk starting to come back to the surface?
No, I don't think so. That's last year's last year. This is a completely new team. With different issues than the previous team had. It's been a fun year. You look at what we've done over the course of the year, begin the year, you hope you can win the regular season playoffs. We've done both. You want to make the NCAA tournament, we've been able to do that. And now it's about trying to, the old saying, survive in advance. And you just want to play well. I think that's the most important thing. You get into this time of year, you have years where your team, plays really well, and other years they're flat. Why? Who knows? But they're excited to be playing. They've worked extremely hard to put themselves in this position over the last couple of months. It's obviously fun when you win. It was fun to win the regular season. It was fun to win the playoff title last weekend in Detroit. And now hopefully that will carry over. We just continue to play like we've been playing.
How do you prepare for a team that you're going to see for a fifth time? Does it feel like a glorified conference playoff game in a way?
Well, in some ways, it would be nice just to drive up 35 and play up in Duluth in front of a packed arena. Probably would have been a pretty good atmosphere here this weekend. So it's going to be kind of like the first game of the year when you play a game and there's not going to be many people in the stands. And hopefully we'll have the same result as that first game. But, it's not hard to play, to prepare from the standpoint that you've played somebody, you're familiar with their players. I think that's it as much as anything else is it. When you get in the NCAA tournament, you haven't played against somebody or, over the years, you really don't have a great feel of their personnel. You can watch on video, but until you're at ice level watching the game playing, you just don't have that same feel. They know our guys, we know their guys. And now it's about who's going to execute, who's going to play a little bit more mistake-free, because the games have shown they're close, they're low-scoring, and goals are increasing.
Don, it's been a while since you played them in the season. Are you guys a different team than the last time?
Yeah, I think, look at different stages, have to be healthy. I mean, UMD is a great example. The second half, they've had their injuries and sickness, and the week off was probably really good for them. Now they're going to have their full lineup. Different stages. When we played them in November, Shea was out, Boyd was out, Vinny was out. And now, both teams are going to be, we don't have Connor, but we haven't had Connor since mid-January. So both teams are pretty much full strength this weekend. You want to have your team available to you. It's key.
With conference realignment, one of the big fears was that you could lose the in-state rivalries. I guess you can't complain about that this year, huh?
No, you can't. That's why I said opening that it's hard to believe that you're playing a team not in your conference more than anybody you played in your conference. But that's good. I mean, it's a good, healthy rivalry with tremendous respect, and it'll be a fun game. It'll be an entertaining game, and unfortunately, there won't be a lot of people there to watch it.